Hello.
Hello there. Hi, am I speaking with Jennifer?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, very well. In that case, we can continue. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
100%,
Probably vote?
yes. Definitely.
The chances definitely vote. Thank you so much. And for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
48.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you so much, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say
remember, there's no right or wrong. Satisfied?
Yeah, satisfied. Sure.
Very well. There's no right or wrong answer, ma'am. It's your opinion that counts. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about public schools in general, from 0 to 100?
In the state of California or in the country?
No, in general, the country.
85.
85, thank you. How do you feel about public charter schools?
50. Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about your local school board?
90,
thank you. The next one is an idea. How do you feel about critical race theory or CRT?
Thought or just the idea that it exists?
No, the movement itself. How do you feel about it? Critical race theory.
Yeah. 100. I feel like it's valid.
100. Very well. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0. And how do you feel about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
90.
Thank you. And how do you feel about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Seventy-five.
Thank you so much. Moving on. And how do you feel about President Biden, Joe Biden?
Eighty.
80. Thank you so much. I see. And how do you feel about public school teachers?
100.
100. Very well. Let's move on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Generally speaking, fair.
Fair, just fair, okay. And would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Well, there's lots of different kinds of charters. I can't answer that question because the options
I have a public school do a much better job. Public school do a somewhat better job. Charter school do a somewhat better job. Charter school do a much better job.
Yeah, all charter schools teach different curriculum, so some probably do better and some probably do worse. So I can't answer that question.
Don't know in that case. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
All right. Very well. How important do you think is for public schools to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare the students, 5 means it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare the students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare the students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
10.
10? Okay, and how important it is for public school to prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
8.
8, very well. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
10. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
9.
9, very well. How important is for public schools to prepare students to develop social skills?
10.
10. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
10.
10, very well. Moving on fast. Thank you so much, ma'am. Almost there. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you so much. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I would agree.
Would you strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I'm an English teacher, so a lot.
A lot. All right. So you know the subject very well.
I'm
that's
very
good.
Aware. Yeah.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree, ma'am, or somewhat?
Strongly agree. Strongly.
Thank you. Strongly, thank you so much. Next statement, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be a strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Strongly agree? Somewhat.
Somewhat agree,
yeah.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. Yes. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strong support. Thank you. Next idea is increasing discipline in schools. Support it or oppose? Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am. And the next idea, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Next idea, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support that or oppose it?
Could you read that one more time?
Yeah, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. And one more, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Very well. Let's move on. Almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum about K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
Strong support. Thank you so much. I have three arguments here that I will read to you. After that, we'll be wrapping up the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some argument that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps to prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement?
8.
8, thank you. And one more. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. We're switching gears a bit now. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Graduate school.
Graduate school, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you previously have voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Yeah, Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong Democrat, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have one 18.
Okay, so you have one, very well. Mm-hmm. And which of the following describes your child or children in school? A public school, charter school, private school, home school?
Private school.
Private school, very well. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, thank you, ma'am. How often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Usually once a week.
Once or twice a week? Every week, then. Very well.
Yes, every week, yes.
For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First description is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply
no.
to you, ma'am, or to someone in your household? No.
No.
Second description, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes.
Does this apply to you?
Yes.
Right? Very
yep.
well. Let's move on. And wrapping things up, this is the last question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, which is very valuable. Thank you so much, man. Have a good night.
Of course. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.